Okay. So we're going to talk now about, you know, furthermore about the effect of things that we do on ourselves and on neshama, and better said, on our nefesh and our ruach. But you know, but as we said yesterday, the actual neshama itself never becomes affected. The actual neshama itself is fully intact and fully kadosh. The most that you can do for the neshama is, a person cannot cut off their neshama. A person cannot be poigim their neshama. The most that they can do is create a situation that they're not in touch with their neshama. So they're kind of pulling their neshama away from themselves. But they can't be poigim the neshama. Okay, and that's the pintel yid, and that's the point of the system of rejuvenation is in that way. Get in here. Hold on. One second. So that's the system of rejuvenation of the neshama. Okay, we're in Perek Shar Aleph Perek Chaf, and I'm going to go to the end because there is in your test. Okay, I'm going to start a little bit from the end. In the beginning of your test, that's what we're going to talk about next week. Because if you've been following the theme of the sefer, you could be asking yourself a very important question, which is that how does everything that we're talking about now fit into the beginning of the sefer? Beginning of the sefer was all about how everything we do controls the world, the ilamites. And here he's been talking about how what you're doing to yourself, right? So this, the beginning of chapter 19, is going to be the bridge between those two topics, okay? But before we get to that, let's just finish up, because he goes back at the end of the parak and test to this concept. And he says like this. He brings he repeats himself, you know, like always, you know, a little bit. But at the very end, he brings a chazal, he brings a medrash, the end of chapter 19. A beautiful medrash, a beautiful chazal, and he adds even a little bit of a kenech to it. The medrash is like this. Rish Lakish b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shiteif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmai B'Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu put his name as part and parcel, he stamped his name into our personality. Now remember, according to this system that we've set up, right, that's clear because we have nefesh, ruach, neshama, the shurish neshama, and from the shurish neshama is connected to the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. So the Medrash says he was shite for Kodesh Baruch Hu shmoi b'Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu put his name, he stamped his name in each and every one of us. Mashal lemel, so listen to the mashal. Moshal Lamelech, Shahayoloi Mafteach Shal Paltry. The king had a key. That key opened up the entire warehouses and the entire golden, the warehouses, the storage houses of the king. Omar, Imani Manicha Kamoshihi, Hareni Yavuda. What am I going to do with this key? I'm just going to leave it on my desk. It's going to get lost. I'm just going to go walk around with it, put it out there, wherever it's going to get lost. How do I guarantee? So if you have a small key, how do you guarantee that doesn't get lost? Or that you don't lose it? So what's the answer? Elo harini kaveh bashalshelis. I make a chain. I add a chain to the hold on to the key. Shim avda. If I lose the key, but I'm attaching the chain to my belt, and the key could be wherever it is, but it's not going to get lost because I have the chain. This is what Hashem says. If I leave the Jewish people for themselves, they're just going to get lost amongst the world and the nations of the world. Rather, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make them that they're attached to me. So if they're attached to me, they can never get lost. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says this mashal is true both on the communal level and on the private level. It's true on the communal level that the Jewish people, no matter what happens, as we've seen throughout the generations, we don't get lost. The Jewish people cannot be destroyed, right? The Ummah Israel cannot sever our relationship with Hashem, right? Like we said yesterday, the person can be as unaffiliated as possible, but ultimately the Jewish people revive. I heard one time from my Mashkiach in Pesach, so he said that the Ramban says that the Chashmonaim rejuvenated Yiddishkeit, and if it weren't be for them, there would be no Yiddishkeit today. That's what Ramban says. And Rav Baruch Ber has a letter that he writes about Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, and he says, if it weren't for him, there would be no Yiddishkeit today. So someone asks the Mashkiach in Pesach, so he says, I don't understand. It says, Vanizois Brisi Oisom Amar Hashem. The pasuk we say yesterday, Ruchi Ashalach, Udvaray Ashasamti Mepicha, Loyamushna Mepicha Mepizaracha. It says the Torah will never be forgotten. So what do you mean? If it weren't for him, it would have been forgotten. It can't be forgotten. So what did Mashkiach say? That's the Haftacha. The Kadosh Baruch will make sure that in every generation, there's somebody like that that will make sure it doesn't happen. That's the point. The point is that, yeah, it could have happened if it weren't for those people. So Hashem makes it that those people are there in the right place at the right time to make sure it doesn't happen. But that's the Anizoy's Brisi Yuchim. So he says, just that's the keychain. This chain link system from Nefesh to Ruach to Neshama to Shurish and Neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that chain link system is the link, is the keychain that Hashem put on his ring, on his belt. And at the end of that belt is a key. That's me and you. It's all of us. We're the little key at the end. So there are rings that can get knocked off here and there. Bottom line is, our connection is never being severed off. We're always attached at the ring. Okay? And then he says, V'odun kol baruch hu betuvay agadol lehetiv lebruah. He wanted to be mative to us. Shakar al takanosayinu. He cared about our takana v'amar. Imani, manicha k'moy shehi. If I just leave you guys there. Shlo yeh skashrus. That there's no connection between a gimel b'chinas niran. That there's no connection between the nefesh ruach and chashama. Ilu ha'echad shehipa. One falls off. B'chinas nefesh ha'tachtoina. Ein sheni la'akimoy. It will be disconnected from anything. L'zois hifli eitzay yisbarach v'kav ashal sheles. That's why he made this chain of madrigas niran. Shekol echad mem tiskasher b'china rishoyna shalah. Again, that the highest level of one is the lowest level of the other, and you have this whole chain system. Okay? Now, he says over here two other things. One is, he says, that every part of this mashal is significant. Okay? Chazal could have chosen a lot of different ways of saying it. That Hashem did a rope. He tied a rope. Why do they have to say a chain? Because they're referring to this system. It's a brilliance of Chazal here. They're referring specifically to that system that's set up, right? One chain link to the other chain link. That's the system that they're referring to. Then he says, why did they give a mashal of a key? Maybe it should have been a mashal of a diamond. Maybe it could have been a mashal of anything else. What's the mashal of the key? So this is where the bridge to the next part is going to go. He says, because the king, if he loses the key, then he can't control the country anymore, right? Because the key is where the storehouse is for all the money and all the jewels and all the riches. So if he loses the key, he essentially loses his power. He has no control over the economy. He has no way of controlling anything. So he says, that's why the mashal was to the key. Because we, as we've been saying the whole time, we're the Elohim here. We have the key in order to open up the storehouses. So therefore, we are essentially, Hashem needs us. We're his key. We're the Tzelem Elokim. If we don't have, if he loses the key, if we're not opening the storehouses, he can't control the world. Kaviyachol, that's the system he created, right? That we are the ones that control the pipelines. So therefore, that's the mashal of the key. And then he says, there's another part of the mashal. He says, Hashem says, I'm Meshatif Shmoi. Hashem says, I make my name together with the Jewish people. So he says, what's that? He says, that is the four letters of Hashem's name. At the very end, he throws this in like the last two lines. The last two lines of chapter 19. He says, V'zeu sha'omru sham, el ha'reini mishatev ha'shmi ha'gadol b'hem, that I'm going to be mishatev my name with them, Shagimul Dargin Niran Visharish and Neshama, the three levels, Nefesh Ruach Neshama and the Sharish and the Neshama, Makor Sharsham Arba Oisiyos Hashem HaGadol. These four levels are corresponding to the four letters of the name of Hashem. Yud, Kei, Vav, right? Hey, those four letters are opposite the four parts of the neshama. The yud and the first hey is the shirish neshama and the neshama itself, and the vav and the hey is the ruach and the nefesh, and that's why he's saying that Hashem stamped His name in us. As He gave us these four parts of our neshama to correspond to the four letters of the name of Hashem. And this is what it means in the pasuk regarding Amalek. By Amalek it says, Ki yad al kes ka, milchamal Hashem ba'amalek, midar dar. That when Amalek, he doesn't say this part, but when Amalek is in charge, he says the name of Hashem becomes Yud Kei, right? Well, a lot of times we call Hashem ka, not Yud Kei Vav Kei, only Yud Kei. So he says when we're referring to Hashem with the Yud and the Hey, it's a very limited name of Hashem. It's only half the name. Amalek comes and divides the Yud-Heh from the Vav-Heh. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Ki Yod Al-Kes Ka. Amalek is here. Hashem, your name is Ka. And then what does it say? It says that when we beat Amalek, we make the name of Hashem back to its full Yud-Heh Vav-Heh. So what does that mean? So let's think about it. What that means is that the Shurish and Neshama and the Neshama never get Nifkam. That's what we said, right? The Neshama itself can never get tainted. Nothing ever happens to the Neshama. So a Malik can come, the Neshama is fully intact. Nothing happens. What happens? It's not connected anymore to the Ruach and the Nefesh. The Ruach and the Nefesh now, which are the Vavhei, those are disconnected from the Neshama. If you get under the spell of a Malik, that's what a Malik tries to do. They try to pull you away from your connection. They try to say, no, that Vav Hey, which is your Ruach and Nefesh, has nothing to do with the Yud Hey of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That has nothing to do with your Neshama. Leave your Neshama out of this. Neshama's in the upper worlds. It's all in Hashem. Okay, you guys are down here. Take care of your Nefesh. Take care of your body. Do what you got to do. And they separate and their emotions and their actions from their Neshama, from the source. So that's why Amalek cuts in right at the Yud Hey, which is essentially cutting in between the Nefesh and the Ruach between the rest of the Neshama. So that's the remnant that he says here. But this mashal is an amazing mashal based on everything we learned, that's the reason he set up the system, is he didn't want to leave us alone. Okay, and I said over an Elul. I don't know if anyone remembers from Elul, so I'll say it again now. But the beautiful mashal of, I always give myself a liberty to go 2-3 minutes overtime on Thursday with a little extra mashal. So the mashal of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, it's a beautiful mashal. I said over, and maybe 2 years ago in the Shul Me'ila, that he says, a guy had a dog. A fellow had a dog, a beautiful dog. And he liked the dog a lot. But he wanted the dog. The dog was starting to get wild. He was gonna lose the dog. So he wanted to put a rope on the dog. He wanted to tie the dog up to his fence. But the problem is then the dog can't run around. It's not healthy. It's not good for the dog to feel all, either the dog will rebel, or just not healthy for the dog. So he says, what can I do? On the one hand, I want the dog to run around and feel free. But on the other hand, I don't want to lose the dog. So he went to a big chacham, and the chacham says, how far is the farthest you think the dog is going to run? So he says, the farthest my dog can run is 1 mile. I can't run more than a mile. So he says, okay. So make a rope that's 1.5 miles long. And tie your dog to that rope. So your dog is running and running and running. He's running out to a mile deep, and he still thinks he's free. He doesn't realize there's a rope there. But you're never going to lose him because he's never going to run past farther than the rope. So you're the best of both worlds. He thinks he's free, but he's tied up. He's never going to get lost. So he says that was the koach that Kodesh Baruch Hu put in our neshama to do tshuva. And he says we need bechira. We need to be able to run around free. We need to do our thing. Hashem gave us Bechir to choose. But how is he going to make sure he did tshuva? So he said he set up this system of depth that the rope is deeper than any avera we can actually accomplish. We can't do an avera that would go deeper than the rope of Bechir. Because the most that we can do with our Bechir is with the Nefesh and the Ruach. But the Neshama, that koach of neshama and connecting, that's much deeper than any hate that we can do. So that the rope of the neshama that we're attached to is so much deeper than the chatam that we perform, and therefore we're never lost. We never get lost. Now, if you heard the introduction to the sefer that we learned, that the point of this sefer was to kind of address chassidus, you would have no clue what we're talking about, because this concept is very prevalent in chassidus shasar, and this is the whole point, right? You never lost, everything you do is good, all these things. So really, Nefesh HaChaim is working with a lot of these musan, he's bringing it out a little bit from a different perspective, and but he's really, it's a very chashuv concept, and I want to, next week we're going to put together these last whole couple of prakim together with the beginning of the sefer, which is, you know, where does this play out in terms of our own avodah in the big picture? Okay, so I guess we'll pick it up tomorrow. Everyone should have an easy fast and good Shabbos.
Shalom, thank you.